On Wednesday, the NFL announced the suspensions of four players who, according to the league, participated in the Saints' bounty hunting scheme. Linebacker Jonathan Vilma was suspended for the entire 2012 season. Lesser suspensions were handed down to three other current and former Saints. On Friday, the NFL Players Association appealed and challenged the authority of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, citing the terms of the latest collective bargaining agreement, which, they assert, prohibits Goodell from unilaterally punishing players for conduct prior to August 4th. Andrew Brandt is an NFL business analyst for ESPN and former vice president of the Green Bay Packers. Andrew, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be with you again, Bill.
What is your view of the NFLPA's contention that the latest collective bargaining agreement limits the commissioner's power to punish players for whatever happened before August 4th when that agreement went into effect?
I think this is going to be a stretch, Bill. I think the idea that there's pre-CBA conduct is going to be a stretch because what was written in that clause that they talk about, this Article 3, was that the NFL will not sue based on what happened before August 4th, 2011, when the CBA was put in place. That was really a legal argument. You know, that was an argument that we're not going to file any more lawsuits. This Brady v. NFL is going to go away. We're having a global settlement here. So the NFLPA is trying to use that to say that should apply to conduct, including conduct about bounties and pay for injuries and those kind of things. Ultimately, it's going to come down to an arbitrator. The one thing about the language that may help the NFLPA is it's pretty broad. It's not the strictest release you've ever seen, so the broad language might help the NFLPA, but clearly the intent was a legal release about lawsuits, not about discipline.
The NFL issued a statement in response to the appeal. What is the league's counterargument?
Well, they didn't get into the specific legal and arbitration arguments, but they certainly feel that they're going to win in arbitration, as we expect. They suggest these arguments are flawed. They suggest that Article 3, in terms of the pre-CBA conduct, was meant for a totally different purpose and not to cause immunity for conduct such as injuring their fellow players, and they put that kind of language in there to make it strong. They also feel that they will be upheld in terms of the collective bargaining process being the way to give the commissioner control over the conduct of the game, not any other fashion which the NFLPA has been suggesting.
In your article on ESPN.com, you point out that the NFL Players Association is appealing the suspension of four of its own members for attempting to harm other members. This does put a union in a difficult position, doesn't it?
It does, Bill. They're representing the hunted and the hunters, and what they continue to try to say is it's not about that. What they do is try to unite everyone against their common enemy, it would seem, the NFL, rather than conquer and divide, which they think the NFL is trying to do to them. They're trying to get everyone to fight the NFL's process in doing this. Where we are, and this is part of the NFL statement, Bill, the NFL statement says they have not put any facts in dispute. Mm-hmm. And in their arbitrations, they're not saying we didn't do this. They're not saying these players did not intend to injure. What they're saying is it's a procedural thing, and there should be a different person hearing the appeal. So the NFL is obviously frustrated, and I guess my comment on all this, Bill, is that although we have a 10-year labor agreement, we hardly have labor peace, and the adversarial relationship between the union and the league continue.
Of the four suspended players, linebacker Jonathan Vilma was hit the hardest. Pending appeal, he will miss the entire 2012 season and forfeit his $3.3 million salary. Some people have suggested that Vilma was unfairly scapegoated. Do you agree?
Really tough question to answer without seeing the evidence. I think this is a frustration of the union as well. They continue to say they have not seen all the evidence. Hmm. But they've suggested that he was kind of the ringleader, that he was the deputy to coordinator Greg Williams in putting the money in and getting the money shelled out to players. If, in fact, he was the ringleader in all this, and if, in fact, we know that Greg Williams is suspended indefinitely, you can see the argument. If there was not a translation between saying these things and doing these things, then I think he has a better argument on appeal.
Anthony Hargrove got an 8-game suspension. He now plays for Green Bay, where you were once a vice president. How do you imagine that suspension is going over with the Green Bay Packers staff?
I think any good front office has to project for what might happen. And when they signed Anthony Hargrove, I think it was in late March, this was already in the news. And on March 2nd is when it all came out about what was happening, and there's a 3-year investigation, and they had to know that Anthony Hargrove was part of that defense. They're prepared for that, and they obviously drafted some interior defensive linemen, perhaps with that in mind.
There's been some suggestion, some analysis that says the Saints likewise prepared for what was going to happen to their team. I wonder how you expect New Orleans to perform next season, given all the upheaval.
Yeah, Bill, those are going to have the chip on their shoulder. They're going to have these rallying cries throughout their locker room. They don't even have a real coach in the first 6 games of the season. Their interim coach is going to be suspended. Obviously, they only are losing 2 players. Now, those are 2 key players in Vilma and Will Smith. A bigger issue for them has nothing to do with the bounties, of course. They have an unsigned quarterback, although he has a franchise tag, which inures him to the team for 1 more year. But Drew Brees is currently without a contract, and that's something they should be focusing on, perhaps even more than this bounty situation.
Andrew Brandt is an NFL business analyst for ESPN. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Always a pleasure, Bill.